I bet you're really scared now.
This or not. Is Radio Freedom.
Thousands of podcasts have already done that joke. So this is 51st late edition of Radio Clash. We have Depeche Mode. We have some scary bootlegs and a lot more.
This is Radio Clash on Pirate Satellite. Holding your living money, cashing in the middle of life. This is Radio Clash on Pirate Satellite. This is Radio Clash. Everybody hold on tight.
Hello and welcome to the 51st edition of Radio Clash. My name is Tim and I'm your host for this evening and the doors I hear and hear it. No, anyway, the big news for this week is I got featured in Entertainment Weekly last week. So I know we have at least one, if not more, I think probably a few more new listeners. The Peel show, which was up at the time, had a double amount of clicks and downloads than it would usually have. It had something like 400, although I've not seen a massive bump in subscribers. So remember, you can subscribe to the feed in iTunes. All you have to do is go to the page and click on subscribe and follow the instructions and copy the link in. So that was a big thing for me. Entertainment Weekly, only a couple of million people read that. And I wonder how long it's going to take before I get shut down. But anyway, thanks to the people at Entertainment Weekly for that. I found out because a friend of mine, Radio Quieter, over at Stranger Familiar website, sort of MSN'd me and said, "Did you know you're in Entertainment Weekly?" I'm going, "No way, no." So, and that's the 21st edition, 21st of October, the one with Chris Rock on the cover. No relation, no connection between those two things at all. Last year there was a mashup album, which is a Halloween mashup album. Of course, we are nearing the witching hour or witching day or witching night. So happy Samhain to or soon to be happy Samhain to all of you pagans and Wiccans out there, and happy putting on stupid costumes and going at each other to everyone else. So this is from a bootleg album called Son of Monster Mashup. There was a really good bootleg album called Monster Mashup last year, playing some more tracks later on. But first up is a track by, it's an old track by Thrift Shop XL, and it's called Antichrist, the End of the Month Club mix. And I don't think I've played it before, but it's mighty fine. I'll see you in a little bit.
Can you hear me? Do you know who I am? Can you see me? I live in the dark. I am the devil. Dance with me. I am the devil. Do you know who I am?
That was the Jimmy James remix of Halo, called the Violated Halo mix of Depeche Mode, which is from a new remix CD that's just come out. I'll more about that later. Before that was Antichrist by Thrift Shop XL, which of course was bits of Sex Pistols and Carmine Burana, or whatever that is it Karloff? That odd track that was not only used in dodgy Old Spice commercials, but also I think the Omens, that's hence why it's that's in there. And the Son of Monster mashup has got some very good tracks on it. I mean, it's always these things are a bit of a mixed bag, but it's a lot of film samples, a lot of things you'd recognise. So it's quite sample-tastic, definitely. That's more of a kind of a topical sort of seasonal theme CD, but also what came out this week, and it seems to be at the moment, it seems to be a lot of albums coming out that have been remix albums that have been sort of languishing for a long time. I mean, any day soon, Boot in the 60 will come out. The thing is that there's been a lot of these remix CDs that have been kind of delayed. I mean, I've heard tracks quite early on. And really wanted to play them, and I've been holding off. Enraged was one from a couple of shows ago, from show 48, and Violated has come out, which is it's been around for a long time. DJ Trip originally did it. It's finished by Churchill. These are all people off the Get Your Bootleg On board, and it's very good. I mean, one of these things, it's like there's probably about three or four tracks I really like Bump Chat's track. And there's Jules' track, which we'll be playing later on, towards the end of the show. So check it out. As usual, if you want to check out the links to the shows, I'm not going to read them out in the podcast, go to the blog, which is at mutantpop.net/radioclash, and that will have the links to all these things, and you have lots of clicky-licky, downloady goodness. The other thing I've been doing recently, apart from preparing for my Bastard gig, which is a big thing, which is on the 3rd of November at the Asylum, I will be plugging it in every single show, and you'll get absolutely sick of it, because I'm reading a lot of bootlegs. I'm DJing under the name, or the show will be under the name, I don't know if it'll be on the flyer, as of DJ Nono Roadshow. I've been buying a lot of CDs recently. I've bought Cassette Boys' latest, which is called Dead Horse, which is very good. I saw them live at a Bangface gig at Electroworks in London. I'll speak a little more of that later, because I've got an old school rave classic to play. Also I bought the Ozzy Miso mix CD, which I thought was going to be more of a cut-up CD, but actually it's called The Art of Flipping Channels, but it's actually more of a, it's more like what DJ Yoda does. It's more of a sort of a mix CD, scratching, but with kind of ironic kind of, you know, TV themes and all kinds of things, hence the switching channels theme. It's pretty good. I prefer the Cassette Boy though at the moment. That's what I'm really digging. I also bought some other CDs, which I'll talk about later, but the first thing I have to say is that if you're new to Radio Clash, the show is not safe for work. I don't like to be I don't like to be nannyish and say, oh, it's not safe for children, but let's just say swearing and various adult themes happen in this show. So those of you who've come through Entertainment Weekly, please don't be shocked. You know, you've got, you're responsible for your own levels of what you find acceptable, but certainly the Cassette Boy cut-ups are pushing those boundaries. Various things about Michael Jackson and also Harry Potter and various other things, and you probably guess the kind of cut-ups they are. But anyway, I'm going to play one of them now. This is called Salt Grain, and it's an ode to the streets.
The streets are the heap of cack. And that is the truth. And what is the solution to that problem?
Simple.
Ban the streets. That's right, the streets should be in prison. That's just common sense.
I need to be in jail.
That's simple common sense.
A grand don't come for free.
He's a crock of shit.
I should have just stayed in bed.
I need to rethink my shit technique. I need to rethink my shit technique.
The streets, nothing but lazy words and shitty beats.
You're listening to the streets. You still got a choice. Don't listen to my voice. You still got a choice. Don't listen to this twat's voice.
I want to feel the streets beating.
I'm trying to think what else I can say.
I'm such a twat.
I've got nothing. Absolutely nothing.
I've got a 1-inch dick. It's too little to make love with.
You are wondering, why do I say yes, yes, oh yay? You know it's really, 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 really annoying. I'm really, 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 really annoying. I'm really shit, but my gosh, I just don't know it. I'm really shit, but my gosh, I just don't know it.
I should be shot. I should actually be shot.
Can't send body.
Think my brain is in my arse.
Fuck it, hell.
You can turn that off.
The ultimate challenge. Let's make this worse.
Ding 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 ding
ding ding ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding
ding ding ding ding ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding
Harry Potter and the Underage Blowjob by J.K. Rowling. Harry Potter pulled his flies open and his large purple prick stood out like a salami. It was swelling like a monstrous balloon and a vein was throbbing. Hermione, one of Harry's best friends, went down on him. She stretched her mouth tightly, entirely round his dick, and sat gulping wetly. Hermione was lapping noisily, but the swelling didn't stop. A loud ripping noise rent the air. His trousers were in bloody tatters. Harry withdrew his prick from her mouth. It must be 14 inches, said Hermione. She jerked Harry off, pulling on his dick, with her little finger sticking out. Harry was shaking all over. He felt his stomach clench. Harry squirted a nasty-smelling liquid into Hermione's face. Hermione spluttered and blinked, her great ruddy face dripping. "Excellent nosh!" she burped richly, smacking her lips. "I just lost control."
You see what I mean? That was a cut of Stephen Fry reading from the Harry Potter books. There's several on there that are similar kind of theme. It even gives you a little guide on how to do it. And before that was Duck Breath, which is Imagine versus Crazy Frog, which I think everyone can relate to what happens to the Crazy Frog in the end of that. And before that is by the way, the titles of these are always incredibly random, and they always have done. I mean, the first album, which is called The Parker Tapes, has all kinds of incredibly random track names. Kurt gave me that CD, and it's just like I when I actually found out what the track names were, it was like, this is just what what is that? The track before that, what the Streets cut up, is called Salt Grain. And Streets are a bit shit, actually. And The Ground Don't Come for Free was disappointing. So I think they're judging. They've got the zeitgeist of the nation there, definitely. So I saw them live at Bangface, and the gig House So Shut Up and Dance were playing it, and they were actually in the masks with Bush and Blair, and I've got some pictures from that, which I will, if they're any good, because Kirk took them on his mobile phone, because I was with Kirk and my someone I used to work with, a good friend of mine, Paige, and it was a totally mad gig. I mean, you had CFAX, Acid Sound System, you had Kid 606, I think it was on later, we left before then, you had Shut Up and Dance, Saint Acid and Cassette Boy. And Cassette Boy were, and of course DJ Rubbish, toasting on the mic rubbishly, and they were great. They even, that bit with the Crazy Frog, one was wearing a frog mask, and the other one came on and did the Michael Jackson, and more from Michael Jackson and Cut Ups later. The other CD I've been buying is De Sicco's. It's not a new CD, it's a CD that came out last year, but it's got a remix CD as well out. So I actually arrived quite quickly from Australia. I bought, he's doing some kind of special on his website, which is spasticator.net. There's a song of his called Modulations, which I almost played for the radio show, number 25, but just didn't have space to put it in, for now. And it's a very good track. He's, it's hard to describe. He obviously has a lot of the same influences that I had, sort of early Factory, Joy Division, Martin Hannett-type production, Gang of Four, New Order, early New Order, that kind of thing. Sort of very, very sparse, sort of bass lines, and, you know, quite high bass lines, sort of electro beats. But I love this song so much. Certainly, Luke, although he's known to Sicko, hasn't got the best voice in the world, but I can certainly write a very good song.
the radio on, can't take no chances. I hear whatever you say, ain't got no answer. I try to get tuned in, can't find no station. It's all just static, just modulation. She hears a voice floating by, can't understand it. All the words must be lied, it's 1207. Dark woods covered in noise, it's on the short way. Her heart, her head, not sure what she gave. It's almost midnight, and you got something to say. It's almost alright, I can't hear you anyway. She's got the radio on, leans in to listen. She knows the time's not right, the lights are flicker. Can't search her top anymore, don't have no system. It's all just random noise, or something missing. I catch a voice from afar, but just a fragment. A phrase, a word, nothing more, don't know what it meant. Tried so hard to get through, make a transmission. Words are spitting on my own, under submission. It's almost midnight, and you got something to say. It's almost alright, I can't hear you anyway. She's got the radio on, can't take no chances. I hear whatever you say, ain't got no answer. I try to get tuned in, can't find no station. It's all just static, just modulation. A voice floating by, can't understand it. All the words must be lied, it's 1207. Dark woods covered in noise, it's on the short way. Her heart, her head, not sure what she gave. It's almost midnight, and you got something to say. It's almost alright, I can't hear you anyway.
Is Radio Flash on Pirate Satellite.
And if I tell you the rest, you won't believe it. It involves Michael Jackson, babies and shit. It involves Michael Jackson, babies and shit.
I want to love you,
B-Y-T.
Pretty young thing, you need some loving,
B-Y-T.
Pretty young thing, young thing,
Cassette boy.
Oh, they're in trouble now.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Vincent Price.
If I am feeling particularly ambitious, I make a real curry plus all the side dishes. Many curries are made with meats on the bone, but for my guests, I only want to serve small boys. I like to look around for some really exotic and very hot ones. That's the way my wife likes them. I then skin the boys and take all of the meat from the bone. The easy way is to stab them one at a time with a fork and heat them over a gas flame on the stove until the skin bursts. It then peels right off. What fun. To make the curry itself is child's play. A very simple, but a very elegant dish. Nothing makes a more exotic party. I generally lower all the lights and burn a little child to help create a mood. And then I have sitar records and put them on the stereo, and that helps tremendously. Candles winking everywhere are very romantic. The visual display of the curry, all the condiments, and the boys is really spectacular. This meal depends on you to create a mood, so be daring. Use a different tablecloth or a brilliant remnant of material. Pull out all the brass and copper you can find. Wear dangling earrings and a draped sari if you have it, and every bracelet you can find. Your guests will talk about this dinner party for weeks.
That was Mr. Terrible with Hokey Pricey. I think it's called Hokey Pricey. Yes, that's from the Son of Mutant mashup. The Son of Monster mashup. Get it right. And then in the middle of there, I slipped in another Cassette Boy little mashup, which is called Apple Cack brackets Shitbox, which is about Michael Jackson. And then before that was Modulations by De Sico, it brackets the No Talent Hack, and that's his actual name. And his album's very good, very good. His album's called You Fight Like a Girl EP, and he's released a remix album with remixes by many people. He says, as he's actually got it here, let's see, Tim Koch, Mink Engine, Blaster Corp, me neither. French Bloke. French Bloke does a mix on here, so if you're into sort of French Blokes as a mix remixing style, it's a good one. And loads of other ones. But the interesting thing is, it's got versions of Modulations. People have actually gone and recreated the track in their own image, so that's actually really good. So I would recommend it. So, what else has been going on? Well, not much really. Mostly I've been preparing. Oh, I've been doing the jazz mix as well. The new mix for the Noisy Six. And just hear Marty Batfreak wincing as I get it wrong. It's either the Noisy Six or the Noisy Six. Just edit it. Just edit it to the right one. Either or. I think it's Noisy Six. And it's going to be released in November on Boombox, boombox.org. So that's happening soon. So it's all a bit busy at the moment. I'm planning to have the Nervous Breakdown in about 2 weeks, because I've also got a gig on the Saturday, hopefully, at the Foundry. After my gig on in a week's time on the Thursday, I'm actually going down to Bristol for the Friday for West of Bastard. Then I'm coming back up on the Saturday to DJ for the last Who Boys gig, which will be a privilege, but it's also going to be a bit hectic. So what are we going to play now? Well, I'm not going to apologise for what I'm going to play now, because although the Entertainment Weekly article, I hate to harp on about that, but classed it very much as being a mashup podcast. The reason why this isn't called the, I mean, I know it's called the Radio Flash Mashup Podcast, but it isn't called the Mashup Podcast, apart from the fact there isn't a mashup podcast, which is very good. Ross's podcast, which is cool. Oh, and I forgot to mention, little singy thing that I used in the middle was sent to me by Cheryl, which, Cheryl Graham. This thing.
This is Radio Flash on Pirate Satellite.
I just had a bit of extra echo introduction to it. But there's a few of those.
This is Radio Flash on Pirate Satellite.
Cool. That's very cool if people send you your idents. I like that a lot. You're welcome to send me idents. anybody's welcome to record idents or do idents for me, because I hate doing them. I really hate doing it. It takes a lot of time, and that's I didn't realize Max could sing like that. And very appropriate for this Halloween sort of edition. So I'm going to play a track which is by, if you know anything about the strange genre, which is rock polka. Now, anybody's the that's listened to the show way back will know that I have a thing about polka and accordions and Lawrence Welk and Myron Floren, may rest in peace, and various things. Brave Combo are a Californian band, I think, might be Nebraskan, who actually do sort of like a mix of kind of a klezmer music with rock kind of thing, polka thing. But this is with Tiny Tim, the strange psychedelic 60s throwback. And Tom Lehrer doing a version of Stairway. Denied. So, the point was we do covers as well, and mashups, just in case you were wondering.
There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. And when she gets there, she knows if the stars are closed, with a word she can get what she came for.
Whoa, 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 and she's buying a stairway to heaven.
There's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure. And you know sometimes words have two meanings. In a tree by the brook, there's a songbird who sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts are misgiven.
Whoa, 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 when she's buying a stairway to heaven.
There's a feeling I get when I look to the west, and my spirit is crying for leaving. In my thoughts I have seen rings of smoke through the trees, and the voices of those who stand looking.
Whoa, 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 and she's buying a stairway to heaven.
It's whispered that soon, if we all call the tune, then the piper will lead us to reason. And a new day will dawn for those who stand long, and the forests will echo with laughter. And it makes me wonder
if there's a bustle in your hedgerow, don't be alarmed now.
It's just a spring clean for the May Queen.
Yes, there are two paths you can go by, but in the long run,
there's still time to change the road you're on.
Your head is humming and it won't go, in case you don't know.
The piper's calling you to join him.
Dear lady, can't you hear the wind blow? And did you know?
Your stairway lies on the whispering wind. We wind on down the road, our shadows taller than our soul. There walks a lady we all know, who shines white light and wants to show how everything still turns to gold. And if you listen very hard, the tune will come to you at last. When all are one and one is all, to be a rock and not to roll.
Oh, and she's buying a stairway to heaven.
There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. She gets there, she knows if the stars are closed, with a word she can get what she came for.
Thank you.
That's Peter Pringle with a track called Blue Lotus, which I got. You can actually find out more about him at peterpringle.com, but I got that through the Music for Maniacs blog. You can see the link. I won't read it out, it's a blogspot address. In the you can see the link in the show notes. And before that was Stairway Denied by. It's funny, I really hate Led Zeppelin. You might have noticed there's been a massive dearth of Led Zeppelin. I was listening to Dread Zeppelin on Coverville earlier, and I just realised how much I really hate Led Zeppelin. I can cope with AC/DC, but Led Zeppelin, I don't know, it's wanky rock to me. It's wanky sort of student, it's not even student rock. I don't know. I never liked Led Zeppelin. It's a bit like that Kirsty MacColl album, Never Loved Elvis. It's, yeah, never liked Led Zeppelin. But I don't mind cover versions of Stairway. I'm not sure what the Tom Lehrer bit was in. He's in the ID3 tag. But maybe it was his idea, I don't know, or maybe it was the bit at the end who had him talking over the bit I cut off. Sorry. Cassette Boy play another track from them because I can, and because I have about 5,000 of the buggers, because of course you get 50 per album and I've got several albums. Ha ha ha. You're going to hate them by the end of the year. This, if it is the right track, because as I say, I'm a little bit guessing, it's a very good information from our sponsors.
Emergencies.
Preparing for emergencies. This programme tells you what to do in an emergency. Fire prevention and safety. If there is a fire, use the lift. Stay close to the smoke. Fires are safe. Do not wait until a fire occurs. Start a fire immediately. And remember, never call 999. Protect your home from your local fire station. If you live in England and Wales, fart on your local council. If you live in Scotland, look for the safest way out. Bombs. If there is a bomb warning at your place of work, call 999 and ask for large cash refunds. Government policy on the public. It is the government's policy to issue threats to the public. The government wants you to stay inside.
Go in, stay in, go inside, stay inside.
The government is working to make sure that the UK is unconscious.
The government has a comprehensive programme to ensure that
people are sleeping.
The government tells you what to do.
The government wants your money.
The government is a threat to life.
Keep an eye on the police. They exist in all areas of the UK and are bastards. There is a lot that you can do. There is a lot that you can do to help yourself. Burn credit cards. Burn
financial services.
Download Croydon.
Think.
Get out. Stay out. Do not tune in to your
TV,
as it has been preventing common sense
for many years.
MI5, you are shit. Think before you tell the police.
Make it more difficult for the government to operate here.
Do not follow the advice of those in charge.
Thank you.
That's Voice Dude with You Should Be the Witch Queen, which of course is from the Son of Monster mashup. I can just imagine the is it Berlioz that did the Carnival of Carnival Souls thing? I can imagine the little skeletons from that, or sort of Jason the Argonauts type skeletons actually dancing up and down to that. But that's just me. And in the middle there was Cath Carroll. I played that because you could have forgot, as Eric B said. England Made Me. That's early factory stuff. That's early factory shit. And that's especially for £50 Note, who's in San Francisco at the moment. I've been listening to his shows and I've been digging his taste in music. He's a bit obsessive about the Talking Heads, but he played Genius of Love, which is like, yeah. And you can find out more about his podcast, because he just started podcasting via LiveJournal, which seems to be a bit impossible unless you actually use FeedBurner, which is surprising me for a paid blog. And he's a bear. He's one of the bear scene, like me. I have a few bear listeners. Hello out there. Hello. Woof. So that's always good. Thank you to... I can never get his name right. Nilotic. For putting me onto that. And you can find him on livejournal.com/users/50_pound_note. And it's more of a music kind of show. I actually wish we'd talk a bit more, actually. Being kind of interested in, you know, who he is and, you know, his partner, you know, what he does in Kentucky and all kinds of stuff. It's very much like when I started the show, you'll be able to hear some of that soon, because I'm sorting out putting up all the archives again, just for a very short while. I don't know if I'll have space to put on every single one now, because I was going to put them up at 450, then the server went down, and then this Entertainment Weekly happened, so there's various other knock-on effects with stuff to do with that, which I need to sort out first, but certainly it's pretty much all ready to go, so you'd be able to hear me in my early glory. Great. And I think certainly I have got better over the 50 shows, definitely. I don't think it's suddenly gone great, but as probably judged by the start of this show, but and judged by the last show as well, I do apologise for the disorganised chaos that was the last show. But as John, my partner, said, you know, it's too obvious to have a really good show 50. You know, why not have a really good show 53? So, yeah. Why be obvious about it? I don't want linearly anyway. Check him out. He's got some really good music. I wish he'd talk a little bit more. He talks at the start and the end, and he's blogging from San Francisco for his trips. So that would be cool. He needs to sort out a feed. He's been told this by me and others with FeedBurn. I think he's doing that because at the moment you have to download it from the blog, which is like... Certainly, those of us who subscribe via iTunes or via a podcatching client, it's a bit like, oh God, back to the dark ages of going to a blog and downloading the tracks manually, because you just forget. And it's really good to be able to do it, you know, do it automatically. And I would like, that's one of the shows I would like to check out automatically. I mean, hey, Bears Podcasting, we want more of this. No one's out there. You're ordered now. So that was the Cath Carroll, before I get distracted, was £50 Note, and before that was a bit from it's From This Day On, My Cassette Boy. I'm just going to call it the Emergency Mashup, because that's just a meaningless title. I love that, and those two are sort of tied, the whole thing about, you know, the police are bastards, and all that sort of thing about, you know, do not listen to those in power. There is a kind of political side to Cassette Boy. You might be thinking, that's very childish, talking about paedophilia and all kinds of things. They pushed the boundaries, but also they did make quite interesting kind of political points, but in a fun way, but kind of like in the same sort of way that famous bushwhacked cut up and that kind of thing. They were doing that, and, you know, doing that for a long time. And there's a very good one of Blair, which I'll play at some point. And because there's not enough good Blair cut ups, there needs to be more good Blair cut ups. Loads of Bush. Bush is easy to cut up. He's such an idiot. But Blair is a bit more complicated, it seems. And let's play a few. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to play another chunk, then come back briefly, and then play the final track, which is a track by the Kleptones, which is one of those tracks. It's like I looked through my back archive and went, oh my God, I haven't played this. I should have played it. Now, you might have guessed from the fact that I've dropped in the Cath Carol that I don't just play mashups, I play covers, I play all kinds of things. That's the idea. I'm sort of mashing up the radio format, sort of the clash between different styles, genres, and all that kind of thing. So those of you entertainment going, that's not a mashup, that's why. And anyway, just playing mashups is boring. And here's another one. It's not a mashup, but it goes with the whole kind of like the old Halloween Dead type theme. If you've ever seen the movie Slacker, the Richard Linklater movie, which is very good. You must go and watch it. It's the guy who did Dazed and Confused as well. An appropriate title. You'll find out soon what that means. You have heard a song playing over the credits, over the end credits. You might have wondered, what's that? It's a track by Butthole Surfers, and it's called Strangers Die Every Day. It's one of the spookiest tracks I know of. And it's very quiet.
with CNN today for complete coverage of the impeachment moves against U.S. President George W. Bush.
Just a perfect day.
British police say they have imprisoned the Prime Minister for 2 years at a U.S. military base in Cuba.
Just a perfect day.
Washington says Mr. Bush's government are mercenaries and they could face the death penalty.
Just a perfect day.
The International Atomic Energy Agency has praised the United States for dismantling its nuclear weapons program.
Just a perfect day.
That was a little bit of a ended rather suddenly. That was a bit of Cassette Boy, of course, Swizz Chris. Of course, some scenarios that we'd all like to see, certainly regarding Bush and Blair. Before that was Jules with Waiting for the Night, which is from another track from the Violated Depeche Mode remix album. And I love that. I heard it. I heard a very early version of it. Jules forwarded it to me and had the fortune of giving a bit of input. And so I've heard it basically turn into the track it is now. And it's I said at the time, and I said it before, and I said it on the message board when they posted it, It does stand up against the it's different to the original track, but it does stand up certainly in feel. It's really 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 good. I love the kind of the sort of vocoded voices and the way that works. It's certainly got the right kind of mood, definitely. So this is the end of the show. I hope you enjoyed it. It's been a bit of a mad one to do, especially with virus checking going on in the background and having not be able to check anything on the web because I've just cut the cord, just cut it totally. I am bereft, I am adrift, and it's been a bit of a mad show really. Hopefully everything will be fine with my poor little, with George, my computer. I'm going to play out with the track by the Kleptones. It's called fitting in with a sort of the political feel of the last track. Wind track of their last sort of remix album they did, or long-term remix thing, which was this is the Queen one. I might be wrong actually. It might have been that. I think it was their long form mix, but I can't remember. I've been crap. And you can find out more about Radio Clash at mutantpop.net/radioclash, or you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net, or you can phone me on the Clash line. No one's done that recently. I feel kind of lonely and unloved. That's probably not working or something. I'd be surprised if it's suddenly gone dysfunctional. It's 202-206 5274. That's 202-206. Oh, so 202-20 Clash or 202-206 5274. That's in the States, or you can leave me a voicemail. And that's one I've got one from David. I'm not grand to playing. Ugh, terrible. But you can leave me a voicemail on my gizmo. My username on that is Radio Clash. Or if I'm around, I don't always have my. I'm not always around if I'm online. But you can Skype me as Tim Bearcup. I'll probably chat. Definitely, I'm happy to chat on both of those and various other messaging platforms. I don't always have the headset and stuff all connected. And I hate talking on phones anyway. It's horrible, new, magical, trickery technology. So I hope you have a good Halloween. I hope you have had had a good Halloween, if you hear this afterwards. Certainly, I don't know if I'm going to do another podcast before I run up to my gig on the 3rd. I'm going to try and get some recording, or at least record on the train, on the way, or whatever. Just to let you know, on-the-spot recording of how it's going. I won't be on my DJing. When I'm DJing, I'm not going to be recording anything, but I might interview a few people afterwards. It depends how I feel. I'll probably just be kind of high on adrenaline and not want to do that kind of thing. So I'm not sure I'm going to speak to you next, but I'll definitely podcast after then. But I'll probably try and podcast sometime next week, if not the week after. So don't worry if you don't get one immediately. And as I said, this is a track called Revolution. I think it probably is very pertinent to the whole podcasting revolution and how it's going, and how Google, if you're following the whole sort of Google print debacle, which I'm getting little prods on the sideline because my partner's an information systems designer, or that's what he lectures in. So I'm hearing little bits from him about library catalogues, hearing little bits about, you know, online and all that sort of stuff. And those Web 2.0 nonsense. I've got some interesting posts on the blog about that. If you want to read some very long prose about how I feel about it and the bollocks of branding. Anyway, I'll speak to you soon.
Ladies and gentlemen, our future.
You will choose to stay at home, brother. For you'll be able to do everything you need from your potato couch. You'll be able to don your virtual helmet and experience the revolution on 360-degree all-round CGI. You may choose to view as manga or Hanna-Barbera as the Hair Bear Bunch, because the revolution will be televised. The revolution will be brought to you by Apple Mac or PC World, with Nokia and Motorola providing SMS updates. The revolution will show pictures of hopefuls queuing overnight for the latest audition. The revolution will be sponsored by Gap, the khaki and camo collection, and it will star me as you. You will play yourself, or Brad Pitt playing you, or you playing Brad Pitt playing you. The revolution will be smoked, snorted, injected, chased, or vaporized. It will be recorded on mini DV and kept in the pocket. The revolution will be digitized, then transferred to all available formats. It will appear on your favorite CD as the bonus track. You'll be able to procure it cheap on VHS, or pay a little bit more for the extra footage on DVD. Betamax will be available for the old school, who are more gunshoe than gumshoe, with their shell toes and grips. The revolution will shoot from the hip. Revolution will be scratched, spun back and sampled as a loop. It will appear as the red button on your remote control. The revolution will operate a job share or flexi time option, so you can have it at your leisure, because the revolution will be digitized. The revolution will be permed, highlighted and set. It will have its own award ceremony, with the biggest winners unable to attend except for via live satellite link because of their current revolutionary commitments. The revolution will be a teacup in a storm, or a bottle in a message, or a door to a key. The revolution will always come with fries, because the revolution will be televised. The revolution will be hard, my brothers, because it will use Viagra, Camagra, araldite, and hardening of the arteries in order to fit inside Ronald's Happy Meal box as the free gift. The revolution will have a new twist, sponsored by Levi, with a sticker campaign written in an illegible graffiti-style font, because the revolution will be advertised. And pay-per-view will have a whole new meaning, brothers. The revolution will be available for Game Boy this fall, and Xbox and GameCube today. The revolution will be televised, will be televised, will be televised, brothers, because the revolution is alive.
Yeah, it's common sense. We gon' help y'all see clear.
Goodbye, Planet Earth.
It's real hip hop music from the soul, y'all. Yeah, check it. Yeah.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
You may think it's a lot of old cock, man, but that's your hangover.
bastard.
Right.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidoso. Anche se ti sembra che abbia un suono spaventoso, se lo dici forte avrai un successo strepitoso. Supercalifragilisticexpialidoso.
Ricordo che a 3 anni per convincermi a parlare mio padre mi tirava il naso ed io giù a lacrimare, finché un bel giorno dissi quel che in mente mi passò:
rimane così il male che il meglio ci ritrovò. Oh, supercalifragilisticexpialidoso, supercalifragilisticexpialidoso,
supercalifragilisticexpialidoso,
supercalifragilisticexpialidoso, supercalifragilisticexpialidoso.